بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Discussing the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah writes regarding the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people, especially in the month of Ramadan, when his generosity was similar to the blowing of wind, through which no house or thing is ever left devoid. During this time, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not keep anything by him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, when mentioning the habits and beautiful conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands were the most generous. His heart was the most open. His tongue was the most truthful. He was the best in fulfilling oaths. He was the softest in nature. He was the most honorable with regards to his family. Whoever looked at him suddenly would become overcome by awe and fear. Those who remained in his company would become attached to him. A person mentioning his condition can concisely say that I have never seen anyone similar to him before or after, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked for anything, he would never refuse. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked for something. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him so much of goats that it would fill an entire valley between two mountains. He went back to his people and he said, "Become Muslim, because Muhammad gives so freely, it seems he has no fear of it ever coming to an end, or of him being ever in need," sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once 90,000 dirhams were brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He placed it on a mat, stood up and began distributing. He did not refuse any beggar. He continued doing so until every single dirham had been given away. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for something. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "At the moment we do not have anything by us. So you go to someone and take a loan on our behalf. When we will get something, we will fulfill, we will pay the loan." Umar radiallahu anhu said, "O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has not commanded you to do so much. This is more than you can bear," meaning you do not have by you. There is no need for a loan to be taken to give to somebody else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with his statement. The man in front then said that, "No, Allah's Nabi, you continue spending. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذَوِي الْعَرْشِ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. And do not ever fear that the master of the arsh, of the mighty throne, will ever put you in poverty." On hearing his statement, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. With regards to the bravery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah writes, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the strongest and the bravest. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anh states that during the battle of Badr, I saw all of us taking shelter besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was closer to the enemy than any of us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hardly speak, but when he would give the command of jihad, he himself would be ready, and he would prove to be the most strong and the most brave. The one who would be closest to him would be regarded as the bravest, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always liked being closest to the enemy. Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anh says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would confront any army, then the first to attack would be the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. His grasp was very powerful. In one battle, when the mushrikeen surrounded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he descended from his horse and with courage he shouted out, "I am the Nabi of Allah. أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ. I am the Nabi of Allah, and in this there is no lie. أَنَا ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبْ. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." He says, on this day, there was none seen to be stronger and braver than him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he writes, in spite of having such a high status and rank, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most humble. Ibn Amir radiallahu anhu says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Hajj riding a white camel. He was pelting the Jamarat. No one was prevented from coming close to him, nor were the roads cleared for him. At times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ride a donkey. He would place his shawl around his neck. Sometimes he would let another person also ride with him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the sick. He would follow the janaza. He would accept the invitation of slaves. He would mend his own shoes. He would touch his clothing. In the house he would help the family members in domestic work. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would arrive, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would not stand up for him, despite having the full amount of respect, since they knew that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked it. Imam Ghazali rahimullah makes note that to stand up in honor for someone is established according to the fuqaha. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, due to his extreme humility, disliked people standing up for him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to children and make salam to them. One person was brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to the awe that surrounded the being of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man began shivering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not fear, I am nothing. I am merely the son of a woman from the Quraysh who eats simple food, qadid, meaning strips of meat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with his sahaba radiallahu anhum in such a way that there was no distinction in the gathering. It was as if he was just one individual amongst them. If a stranger would come, he would not even know who the Nabi of Allah was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this reason, sahaba radiallahu anhum finally requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they build a special place for him so that the strangers would recognize him. There would be no difficulty on them. It was for this purpose that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission. They built a small platform made of sand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then sit on this. Once Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah sacrifice me for you. Why do you not lean on this pillow so that it may be comfortable and easy for you? On hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tilted his head forward until it was close to the ground. Then he said, no. In fact, I eat just as a slave eats, and I sit just as a slave sits. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with people and they were talking of the year after, then he would join them in their conversation. If they were speaking about food and drink, he would also join. If there was a discussion regarding any worldly matter, then also he would speak regarding it. He would do all of this in the gathering, just so that those around him could become more attached to him, and that no special status of his would ever become apparent. At times, Sahaba-i-Kiram, radiallahu anhum, would recite poetry in front of him. They would narrate the stories of the days of ignorance. They would laugh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also smile with them. Besides unlawful matters, he would never stop them from anything that would make them happy. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.